Hello, I mean, you're welcome back to the festival here on the north side in St. Anne's Park. And it's myself, Leslie Murphy, and we're broadcasting from the Rose Festival. And this is part one in our series, Outside with Near. And we have an hour and a half left in our special broadcast. And we'll be live until 3:30 talking to artists and performers about their input into the events here in St. Anne's Park today. And I'd like to welcome the next person to today's programme. And it's Grainne Ryan from Global Action Plan. Good morning, or good afternoon, rather, Grainne, and welcome to Near FM.
Thank you, Leslie. Thanks for having us.
Now, Global Action Plan, you run out normally of Ballymun, and today you're doing something a little bit different. Do you want to start off telling us a little bit about that, Grainne?
So normally we're based out in Ballymun, we're kind of at the grassroots level, we've been there for 24 years. We do kind of youth engagement, community gardens and a green living programme. But today we have a different focus, so it's on the North Bull Island Biosphere. That's a UNESCO designation. I think Niamh from DCC was talking about it earlier, so I won't double up there. But so we're all about youth engagement today. We have a few different activities for kids. We have a sensory nature table. So we've taken samples now, not protected samples, but everything from Bull Island, so they can come in and touch and smell the different plants. And then we have a Memories in Marumgrass activity. So it's trying to figure out what's important to the youth in a place like Bull Island, that to kind of like find a balance between the nature, the biodiversity, the wildlife, and it is like a recreational resource in the city, and a very important one, as it's the only biosphere in Europe that in an urban environment. So it's very important that we try and keep that designation.
Do you think that children are becoming more and more interested in the atmosphere and in nature and stuff that you're talking about now? Do you think that this is starting to, it's a bit of a phenomenon?
I think certainly to an extent. I think it depends on different organisations and certainly different teachers in school, that kind of thing. If they have an interest in it, that automatically transfers to the kids. But there are an awful lot of people that are almost afraid, and sometimes quite sad to see people that like don't go out into the local park, or if we bring them out, like we have a park stewardship programme, if we bring them out, it's their first time in their local park, which is, you know.
What kind of age groups are you working with, Grainne?
And we have a few different programmes. So the park stewardship is usually around third class, so they'd be 9-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And then in September, we're doing a pilot programme with secondary schools. So all ages, really. We also have a youth group. It's called the Youth Environmental Network. So they're under our like kind of GAP banner, and they do their own peer facilitation. So they're in their 20s, and they're now going out into Ballymun doing their own youth engagement with an environmental focus.
Brilliant. Oh, it's all about the environment, really, isn't it? And there is an awful lot of focus on the environment lately. And do you know what? That's very interesting that you say about the pilot that you're running. You're going to be starting off in September. Can you not tell us a little bit about that? is it a secret?
No, it's not a secret. It's still in development stage, so I probably shouldn't. It'll be based on really topical issues, so climate change, water, waste, and biomimicry as well, which I won't go into detail on. I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be good.
Sounds really cool. Can I just ask you, Grainne, you know, is your the Global Action Plan, you're going into schools and stuff around the city and that.
Yeah.
So it's not type of a group that people can just join, is it?
Well, it is a charity, and we do have volunteers, especially in the community gardens. So what I'm on the youth team. So what I'm talking about is going into schools, taking out groups, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we also have two other teams. So there's the community garden team. So they do have a lot and community gardens in Ballymun where they take volunteers and people like kind of they grow their own produce like from scratch in the garden. And then we also have a green living program, so that's another team as well. So there's three teams in our organisation.
Yeah, brilliant. The allotments is really cool, I'd say. You know, I think they're really after exploding over the last few years.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Allotments, and all this homegrown stuff and everything.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say to you? It sounds like you guys are doing a really good job. I'd be looking forward. Now, I'd love to talk to you again at a later stage about the pilot and what this...
Maybe after it's done, yeah.
You know, it'd be very interesting to talk about that. And like that, we are coming into a world, that a greener world. And, you know, I know there's a lot of horrible things going on in the world now at the moment. But in saying that, it's people like you and the knock-on effect that you're having on communities and community gardens, allotments and so forth, that are making a change in our world. So, you know, every little helps.
And looking on the positive side as well, I think an awful lot of issues around climate change or like environmental degradation is very negative in the media, and you don't want that, especially when you're working with children. You want to take as much positivity as you possibly can and go with that.
Brilliant. Well, you know what, I just have to say I wish you and your colleagues the best of success, and especially for September and all the work that you are doing and the fruition that you're seeing. Just bool a bus, well done.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. Thanks ever so much for joining us at the Rose Festival here in St. Anne's today.